soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My House of Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.denisejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Amen, amen. Everybody, welcome to another show with Soaring Like Eagles with myself and, of course, the wonderful Mary B. Mary, how you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you all for tuning in. Amen. So another great day, another great episode. Blessed to be alive. Blessed to be here. A lot of things, amen, can try to get our spirit and try to turn us away, but we're going to still lift up the name of God, and we're still going to praise
Amen.
God, because God is still worthy.
Amen.
So no matter what's going on the outside of things, we still want to praise God and give God a praise that he deserves. Amen.
Amen.
This has been a great week. I won't say that much. Had to spend Valentine's Day with this beautiful lady, and I'm so glad I was able to do so. Just really want to thank really want to tell everybody happy belated Valentine's Day. People call it Single Awareness Day, and if that's the case, be aware that you're single, but be happy about it. Amen.
Amen.
God has you in the place where you need to be for a period of time. Everybody's not meant to be with you where you're going and the destiny that you're going into. Amen. The Bible says a man who findeth a wife findeth a good thing.
Amen.
So that means that women don't be going out there looking for your husband. Let God bring your husband to you.
Amen.
Man, don't be going out there looking for your wife in the club. Amen. You probably won't find her there. I'm just letting you know.
I know a couple people that's tried. They've tried, though.
I tried. See how that worked for me. So I really want everybody to understand everything that God is doing, amen, and the power of God, amen, and really understand exactly how God is moving in situations and God is moving this year. I believe that this year is going to be a mighty year. I believe that the floodgates of blessings are about to open this year,
amen.
And I'm really excited about what God is doing in 2020. I don't know if any of you really feel it or if any of you really understand what I'm saying when I say this, but I believe that everything you've been praying for, everything you've been asking God for, everything that you've been seeking, amen, God's about to release it to you in this year. This is a year for you to open up and receive the blessings that God has for you. There's blessings that God has upon you. There's blessings that God has for your life. And if we can just open up and we can just receive the blessings that God has for us, amen, we'll be better off. Amen.
Amen.
This is going to be the year for us to open to, for us to see clearly the move of God. Amen. God's calling his people. Amen. And, you know, it's so funny. We talk a lot about different artists and everything like that. But I'm going to be honest with you all. I've listened to the Kanye West Sunday choir, and I was listening to the different songs that they had, and I'm not going to lie, I was really blessed by a lot of their songs.
It's really awesome. It's actually a really good album with him in the Sunday choir.
Now, you know, we all know that Kanye had a moment where he lost his mind. and everything, but I really believe that this
we all have. We've all had our moments.
But I really believe that this is like this is the year where God is calling His people back.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And I believe that what Kanye is doing is really just evidence and a preview of what God is doing in this year. Amen.
Amen.
He's turning people around. He's turning situations around. He's turning lives around. I mean, come on now. We're talking about Kanye West, the same person who's running up on stage, talking about Beyonce deserves the award. And now we talking. Now he's
he
up here.
Drunk, yeah. Amen.
And now he's up here and he's giving God the glory.
Amen.
And I've seen, not only did I listen to some of the songs, but I've seen some of the performances as well. And I mean, I really seen the power of God move in a lot of those performances as well. And I really seen that God was moving. And you know what? Honestly, and I'm going to be real with you. If this was a publicity stunt, if this was a thing to sell more records, if this was a thing to reach a new genre or whatever it is, guess what? You can't play with the word of God.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So whenever you put God's name in it, God is going to move in that situation. You may not even expect God to move the way He's going to move, but He's going to move through this. Well, that's the thing. You may not really, you know what I'm saying? The intent might not have been there. The intent might not have been there, but I'm telling you that I've really seen God move through those performances. So I'm really excited about, amen, everything that God is doing. I'm really telling you that He's calling His people back.
Amen.
So, my thing is, what are you going to do? Are you going to be on board? Is he calling you? So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play a song. And I believe this song is really fitting for the time. It's called Jesus Wants to Bless You. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Thank you.
that was by Sharon Moore. Jesus want to bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Great song. I think the words speak for itself when it says Jesus want to bless you. Amen. How many of you all really know that Jesus wants to bless you? How many of you know that there's a blessing with your name on it, and all you have to do is really receive it? Amen. You really want to receive the blessings that God has for you. Here's the thing. We often say we want to receive the blessings that God has for us, but we don't want to put in the work to receive the blessings. Amen.
Amen.
We always want to talk about the reward. We always want to talk about what's the gain. But we never want to talk about the work. Amen. I remember I was preparing for a sermon when I said never quit. And my wife always said, baby, talk about the work. Because so many times we always talk about the reward of what happens when we don't quit and the victory that comes at the end, but we don't want to talk about the things that it takes to get there. We don't want to talk about the way that we have to struggle sometimes, the things that we have to give up, the things that we have to go through in our lives in order to get there. Nobody, if anybody have ever told you that all you have to do is turn your life over to God and your life is going to be peaches and cream and rainbows and unicorns,
mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry that, but they lied to you. Amen. Because one thing that the devil can master is somebody who's coming together in order to lift up the name of God and to bring people to God.
Amen.
Okay? That's one thing the devil can master. Not only that you're living for God, but now that you're living your life completely for God and trying to bring people to God, you think the devil wants that? So the devil tries to do three things: kill,
and destroy.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what the main focus of the devil has each and every time. He's going to try to kill your dreams. He's going to try to steal your relationship. He's going to try to steal your joy. He's going to try to destroy your very own life.
Amen.
But the thing is, you cannot lie. But the great thing about it is, I feel like David did, amen, when he went to fight Goliath, amen, and remember when they were going to fight Goliath and they tried to put all that armor on him and everything. He said, no, just lay me down, amen, because he realized that everything he needed, he already been equipped with,
amen.
And that's the thing about us. I feel like that everything we need in order to fight the fight, we're already equipped with. We already got everything we need in order to fight the fight. As long as you got your armor, you know, say your spiritual armor, amen.
Amen.
And as long as you got your breastplate of righteousness,
amen.
You know what I'm saying? And your word, amen. The devil can't come and distract you. But the thing is, you have to be able to stand strong, and you have to believe.
Amen.
And you have to be ready to fight.
You got to be ready.
That's the work. That's the work right there. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Amen. You have all the faith you want. You can have the faith, size, the mustard seeds, and grapes, and everything else. But if you don't have the work to match up with that faith, then the faith is not going to mean anything. Amen. You have to put in work with it. So that's what the Bible means. Now, I'm going to talk to you all today because yesterday my spiritual mother touched on something, and I'm going to touch on it as well. It's going to talk about removing people out of your life. I don't know who I'm touching with that one right there. I'm not sure who really caught that, but sometimes you have to remove people out of your life. Amen. That everybody is designed to go where it is that you're going. That everybody is designed to lose you. Amen. Pastor Jay said yesterday that everybody's going to be in the promised land with you.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Now you Moses made it to the promised land.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand that not everybody's going to be in that promised land with you. But another thing that we have to understand as well is that we're all responsible for our own salvation.
Amen.
With people. Amen. And we get so hung up on, I'm going to do this and everything, but you have to realize that they're responsible for their own salvation. And guess what? As bad as you may want it for them.
Amen.
Amen. If they don't want it for themselves, guess what? It's not going to matter. Amen.
Amen.
It's the same thing we have to tell our kids sometimes. Amen. That, hey, as bad as I want you to get your education, as bad as I want you to go out and be something with yourself, and as bad as I want you to be the best in life because I see so much for you, if you don't see that same thing for yourself, then it's not going to matter. Amen?
Amen.
We have to understand that we cannot praise somebody into heaven.
Amen.
Okay, you can keep on trying, but I guess what? It's not going to work. You cannot pray another person into heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. Amen. They have to live their things for real, and they have to realize it for themselves, because if they don't, it's never going to work for them.
Amen.
But you cannot go in your life having people around you that's not suited to be around you. God cannot move in your life if you have people around you who that's supposed to be around. I'm about to get into it before I even know it's in the scripture. So right now we're going to go ahead and we're going to read the scripture. We're going to read the book of Mark, beginning with chapter 39 and going into 43. And if Miss Mary B can read that for me.
So it's going to be the book of Mark. We're going to start with chapter 5. And we're going to start at verse 39. We'd like to thank God for his word. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put all of them out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha, kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, that's, I think that's so powerful. Amen. Read that part again where it says, where he had to put people out. Read that part again.
Okay.
Just one more time for me.
Okay. When they came to the home of, I'm sorry, he went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took to the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was.
Amen. Amen. Let's focus on that right there.
Amen.
I'm going to leave it at that right there. Amen. I think that's good enough, right?
It is.
Amen. Because you have to see, amen, that he had to put some people out. Amen.
Amen.
He went in there, amen, and he said, "Look, what's going on? Why is with all this commotion? You know, you all crying and wailing and everybody all in tears. And why? The child's not dead. She's only asleep." He hasn't even seen the child yet. But he walked in and said, "The child is not dead. She's only asleep." And what they did, they laughed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what did Jesus do? Put him out. They get out. If I had to use my Martin voice, I think I would say, "Get to stepping."
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because, amen, he could move, amen, with the naysayers around, okay? Sometimes you have to get people out of the way, amen, in order for God to really move the way God is going to move, amen? Sometimes there's going to be some people there who are going to be blocking the very blessing that God is trying to give you, amen? God had to put everybody else out and grab the mother and grab the father, and then go to the little girl, amen?
Woo.
Because that's all it took was the mother and the father. He didn't need all those people around. Everybody want to be there.
Spectators.
Uh-huh. And listening and doing everything else, uh-huh, but focusing on healing that little girl, amen?
Amen.
They already wanted to count the little girl death. They already trying to plant funerals. They already trying to count her dead, amen? But God said she's the only asleep, amen?
Amen.
But they didn't want to believe.
Amen.
So Jesus told them to get out. How many of you all have the power to tell somebody to get out right now? Amen. You don't realize that this person is not for you, if you realize that this person is holding you down, if you realize that this person is holding you back, if you realize that you can't get your blessings, you can't get where God is trying to take you to,
amen.
Because this person is in your way, amen.
Amen.
Are you strong enough to tell that person to get out?
Amen.
It might cost you a relationship, amen. It might cost you a marriage. It might cost you a friendship, amen. But guess what? If this person does not have your best interest at heart, it's about time we tell them to get out.
Amen.
It's about time we tell them to move around. It's about time we tell them to get to stepping.
Give me 50 feet.
Bag that, homie.
It's the truth, and it's so hard for people for some reason. Not all, I'm not saying all, but it's so hard for some people to let go of situations and things that are no longer beneficial to their growth. Even our pastor talks about people coming to him saying, you know, oh, he cheated on me, you know, 5 times, and he ain't going to do it again. Yeah, no. Or she hit me over the head with a lamp, but she promised she wasn't going to do that again, okay? And we're going to, you know, we give people so many chances not realizing how much it takes to really serve God, how full your cup needs to be. And you can't keep pouring into something another person who has no bottom, where where it's literally just falling out and getting wasted, that you are leaving yourself nothing. And it's so important to read the word and really understand that God wants the best for you, and not just someone, but the best for you. So you'll be able to do the work that you're supposed to be doing for him, and that person will be able to do the work that they're supposed to be doing for him. Amen. Go ahead.
You know, I don't know if y'all know me too well, but I'm the type of person, I cannot stay in traffic.
Amen.
I hate sitting in traffic. It's just that one thing that bothers me. It bothers me when I have to sit and wait in order to get to my destination. It bothers me. I would rather leave out at a later time than have to sit in traffic. It's just the way I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
But beyond sitting in traffic, it's one thing that really gets me the most. I'm not going to ask you, what type of person are you? But when you get to that red light and you're sitting at the red light and then that light turns green, but the person in front of you is asleep at the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, now somebody needs to catch that right there. The light turns green, but the person in front of you is asleep at the wheel.
Amen.
What type of person are you? Which one are you? Are you going to think you're one and wait for the person to wake up and realize that, hey, the light turned green, it's time to go? Or are you like me? Go find an opportunity to switch lanes.
Amen. Go around.
Hey, go around them and leave them there at that light.
Amen.
Street, where you keep going to get to your destination.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I can't hug my horn and wait for you to wake up. I can't hug my horn and wait for you to catch it. I can't hug my horn and wait for you to realize that it's time to move. Amen. When God said move, that God said move, you still want to sit there and be patient. I can't wait for you to realize, amen, what I've already realized. I can't wait for you to realize that the light has already turned green. No, when that light turns green, if you ever realize that light turns green, then guess what? I need to put my turn signal on. I need to switch lanes, and I need to go ahead and go. Amen. Because the light is green, and I'm not going to miss my green light.
Amen.
Because you won't be sleeping at the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So many people, I want to miss their green light, want to miss their blessings, want to miss their opportunities. They're waiting for somebody else to wake up and catch it with them. They're waiting for somebody else to move with them. But you don't understand that everybody cannot move with you.
Amen.
We're soaring like eagles, amen. But you have to understand that everybody we are around are not eagles.
Yes, Lord.
You can't make it. You can't turn a chicken into an eagle.
You can't.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And sometimes we get so caught up in wanting people to be what they are not.
Amen.
We want people to be eagles, but they're not there. They're not there. And maybe one day they will be there, but they're not there yet. And you cannot miss out on your opportunity. You cannot miss out on what God is trying to bring to you, what God is trying to bless you with, because you're waiting for somebody else. God is telling you the light is green.
Go.
It's your opportunity. This is your time. This is your, you know what I'm saying? When I say that God has a blessed, God has blessed with your name on it. Amen. I don't know if you realize that, to say God has a blessing with your name on it, and then your friend's name on it too, and then your boyfriend name on it too. Amen. No, I think God has a blessing with your name on it. Are you going to reach out and receive the blessing that God has for you? Amen.
Amen.
You have to get your own blessing. Amen. And that person has to get their own blessings. Amen. Now, we can pray for them.
Mm-hmm.
And pray that, hey, you know what I'm saying? As you're passing that person up in the light, you can do a little prayer. Hey, Lord, wake them up.
Wake them up,
Jesus. Let them realize that the light is green. But while you're doing that prayer, guess what? I'm halfway to my destination.
Amen.
We don't have time to sit around and wait on people. Amen. I know. It's so powerful, and I know I oftentimes mention the bad relationship I've been in, amen, and the reason why I do so is because there's so much healing that I've taken when I've got out of it, amen. There's so much that God has delivered me from, and I've realized, amen, exactly what God needed from me when I got out of that relationship. But one thing that's very powerful when I was making my decision to leave from out of that marriage, I had talked to her grandfather. Her grandfather was very close and like a father to her. And I was talking to him, and I said, "Now you know me, and you know I love her very much, but I cannot continue with the way things are going."
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he said, "Well, son," he said, "I'm going to be honest with you. When you married her, she was not ready."
Amen.
To be a wife. She wasn't there yet mentally. She wasn't there yet with the capacity. She didn't have the mind space and the head space to really know what it is to be a wife, to take care of a home, to take care of her husband, to uplift her husband, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't there yet. She didn't know what it means to be a wife. So he said, "Now you have one or two options. You can wait and you can pray. And maybe one day she'll become that wife that you always wanted her to be."
Amen.
Or he said, "Or you can leave now and you can go find somebody who's already there."
Glory to God.
"And who's already ready." Amen.
Amen.
And I don't know about you all, but I can be impatient sometimes. Amen. And I realized that the impatience in me was not going to allow myself to sit back and wait and hope and pray that one day she was going to become the wife and that she had always wanted her to be. Now, guess what? I still hope and I still pray that she one day becomes that wife that I always wanted her to be, but not for me, but for somebody else. Amen.
Yeah.
But for me and myself, I had to go and I had to find me a woman who already understood what it means to be a wife. I had to find me a woman who already understood what it means to take care of a household. I had to find me a woman who already understood what Proverbs 31 really means, amen, about building up your house, not tearing it down with your words, amen. So, amen, that's the thing about it, amen. You have to get to the point sometimes where you stop waiting on people.
Mm.
We get so caught up in the waiting that we're missing our own time, we're missing our own blessings. We're missing everything because we're waiting. We don't want people to leave. We don't want people to not be around us. Amen. What do you think would have happened if the father and the mother told Jesus, "No, let them stay. I don't want them to leave." Right? Jesus probably would have walked on out. Like, okay, you let them stay here.
Uh-huh.
But they knew that the most important thing was healing their daughter.
Yep.
And they already knew the power of Jesus. They knew the power of Jesus. He just healed the woman just by him touching, just by her touching his cloak. And they were walking to the house.
The helm of his garment.
So, I mean, they already knew the power that Jesus had. They already knew this was the Son of God. So when they said, "Hey, She's not dead. And guess what? They said, okay, she's not dead. Let's go over to the room.
Amen. It's called belief. That's something that a lot of people lack, having faith and believing that what God tells you is going to happen is going to happen, even if you can't envision it yourself. But in order to get there, you have to believe and you have to have faith, and you really have to be fearless. And I'm sure that's what was going as a mother. If my child was laying there and I'm thinking that he's gone, and someone who I've heard about who's been performing all these miracles, and I could just tell that he is the Son of God, and he comes into my home. Like, I just want people to understand that, because a lot of people read the Bible and they just, you know, oh, well, that happened so long ago. But you have to put yourself in these situations, because that's what the Bible is for. It's so that you can see and you can relate and have the wisdom and the knowledge to understand how to get yourself out of situations, or how to lean on the understanding of Christ through those situations so that you're able to withstand it. So I want the mothers and the fathers out there to think about, if your child was ill in the hospital and all you had to do was really believe and have the faith and to let Jesus in, knowing that your child, all they're going to do is get up and everything was going to be okay. Why wouldn't you have that type of faith? And that's not the type of faith that people have these days. It's very wavering. So that's why it's important, and that's why this show is very important. We want to document on reading the Word and really being in the Bible. I want to read another part also, babe, if that's okay with you. Okay, so he said, but they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. So he said the child is not dead but asleep before even seeing their daughter. If that's not faith, that means the parents, they've seen their daughter just laying there stiff, not breathing. And a man walks in and says, what's wrong with y'all? Like, she's just asleep. What's the problem? You have to envision this. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha, come, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately the girl stood up and walked around. At this, they were completely astonished. The parents, everyone, was completely astonished. So that doesn't mean that when Jesus walked into the room, or if it was someone that you didn't know walked into the room to say they're going to heal their child, you are literally just having faith that they are able to do so. Because the fact of them being astonished means, hey, I didn't know if you were going to be able to do this or not, but because you were able to do this, and now I'm a believer. You have to have that little bit of faith first. These parents thought that their child was already dead, but because of their grief, they were willing to do anything. So even, she was healed, and they were astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Like, that to me... That is amazing. That's amazing how you can have that little bit of faith. And a lot of people need that when they're going through grief and going through trials. You need to have that little bit of faith to know Jesus is going to work it out in your favor regardless. Because that's what he does for his children. God is good all the time.
Amen. I want to take a moment and I just want to play another song. This one is called How Great Is Thy Faithfulness. So let's play this.
There were times in my life, yeah, I did not do what you asked me to. bless me, and I
great is thy
faithfulness.
Great is thy
faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Now many times before, Lord, you have forgiven me, yeah. Even when I'm wrong, Lord, you still open doors for me, yeah.
Great is thy
faithfulness. Amen. God is always faithful to us. Amen. Even when we don't listen, even when we're hard-headed, even when we're stubborn, even when we're stuck in our ways.
Amen.
God is still faithful. His word is still true. And his word never comes back void. It's time to walk in faith. It's time to walk in faith, amen. It's time for us to give God what he deserves, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God has been so good to us. God has been so faithful to us. God has been so gracious to us.
Amen.
And we need to give God what it is that he deserves, man. And so if we don't have the people around us,
mm-hmm.
who are going to help us to uplift in the name of God.
Amen.
You got to do it anyway. You got to do it anyway. Because, you know, God has done so much for you. You know what I'm saying? You just look back over your own life.
Amen.
And you look back over everything that God has brought you through every situation, through every trial, through every turmoil, through everything that you had to go through in your own life. And you realize you're still standing. And you're still here. Amen. The devil tries to take you out, but you're still here. You know what I'm saying? You can't wait for somebody else to realize it with you. You have to go ahead and you have to realize it on your own and go ahead and give God what he deserves now, because time for waiting is over with.
Amen.
Time for waiting is over with. It's 2020. God's trying to do a new thing, but in order for God to do a new thing, you have to be willing to accept exactly what God is doing. Amen.
Right.
I know last week we played a song by Pastor J. Will said, my soul said yes. And it's really saying, does your soul say yes? You know what I'm saying? No matter what's going on, does your soul really say yes? You know what I'm saying? You may have to lose some friendships. You may have to lose some relationships. You may have to lose some of the people that you thought were closest and dearest to you. Amen. But if your soul really says yes, you're really trusting in God, and you're really believing that God is doing something magnificent for you, and that God is really shifting the atmosphere and shifting the season for you. It doesn't matter who was there to begin with.
Amen.
It matters who's going to be there when you walk through that finish line.
Amen.
Amen. I remember when I was young, amen, and I used to come home from school, and I'd be like, Grandma, I have all these friends. I have such and such as a friend, this friend and that friend. And we just gonna keep on living.
Yes, Grandma.
Grandma
yes.
Said, keep on living. And the thing that Grandma meant by that, that I didn't realize it then, is she knew, amen, that a lot of these people, we going around, we call it friend.
Uh-huh.
But as you get older, you ain't going to remember half of these people.
Not at all.
Amen. You see, I said such and such and such and such, I didn't even remember no names.
Amen.
Amen. But I don't. Now, these are my closest friends back then. You couldn't tell me anything.
Mm-hmm.
These are my friends.
That's so important.
These were like my brothers and my sisters. You know what I'm saying? We were tight. Amen. But, you know, as you keep living, amen, and that's why I think they say keep on living, amen, because as you're living, you're going to realize that everybody who was there for you then, as you grow, they're not going to be growing the same way that you're growing.
Amen.
Okay? You're not going to realize that everybody who was there with you, you know what I'm saying, then is not going to be there with you when you get elevated to your higher place.
Amen.
Amen. One thing I had to realize, amen, is when I was leaving for the south side of Chicago, amen, and I was coming into Texas, amen, going into a university, going into a new atmosphere, going into a new city, I had to leave a lot of those friends on the south side of Chicago right there.
Amen.
On the south side of Chicago. I can't take them with me to Houston. I can't take them with me to Texas. I can't take them with me to the university. I can't do it, amen, as much as I may have wanted to, amen.
Amen.
I realized that it wasn't meant for them to go exactly where I was going, amen. And then I had to realize, too, that I cannot keep on surrounding myself with these people who aren't trying to get to where I'm trying to get to. Amen. I tried to be a thug and a costume at the same time. I tried to be a thug and a costume at the same time. But you know what? Thank God for the right people that he does put in your life at the right time.
At the right time.
Because it took for somebody to tell me, guess what? Maybe thugs don't go to college. So you need to figure out which one you're going to do. You're going to be a college student, or you're going to be a thug, because you're trying to do both lives right now. It don't look right.
Choose ye this day. Choose ye this day, honey.
And I had to get to the point where I had to really cut a lot of friends off. You know what I'm saying? Not any ill will. I didn't have anything bad towards them.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything to me. But I just realized that we weren't going the same direction. And when you realize somebody's not going the same direction as you, at some point you have to switch lanes.
Amen.
You have to switch lanes. You have to go in the right direction. And if they catch up what you're doing and they switch lanes with you.
Amen.
And guess what? We can all go in the same direction together. But you know what I'm saying? If I'm on I-10 and I'm going I-10 east and I'm going I-10 west, and I say I'm going to make it to Houston. I'm not going to make it to Houston going I-10 west.
Yeah, not at all.
No, this leads me to El Paso.
We're going the wrong direction.
We're going the wrong direction. Amen.
Amen.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to realize, hey, I'm going the wrong direction. I'm going to get off the freeway. And I want to go ahead and, you know, make a U-turn and go the right way. But guess what? You don't have time to make sure that everybody's going the right way. Which, you know how you do when you find people following you. You want to pull over on some side of the road and wait for them to catch up with you.
Okay.
And then you want them to come on. Who got time for that? Amen.
Amen.
It's time for you to get to it. Amen. It's time for you to get what God has for you. You've been waiting long enough. You've been suffering long enough. You've been through enough. Amen. And now God has a blessing for you. And God has something that he's trying to do for you. But you are so busy waiting for somebody else. Watch who you're connected to.
Amen.
Watch the people that you're connected to. Realize who you're connected to. Because the people that you're connected to are not following the same path and following the same direction that you're following, guess what? You all are not going to go to the same place.
It's not going to happen.
Amen. I can't go I-10 east, and then she go I-10 west, and then I think we're going to both end up meeting together in Houston. It's impossible.
I like that, babe. That's a good analogy. That's exactly what people do. They're like, okay, he or she is going to change. They'll be going the same direction as me. They already went 50 miles the opposite direction and still think they're going to make it to the same place at the same time.
And you want to slow down? They're going to catch up to you. They're going to pull up any minute. Let me slow down. You want to pull over and take breaks? Nigga, they're going to pull up behind you.
Give them a chance to catch
up. Yeah, give them a chance. No. We have to understand that when we live this thing and we go through life, amen, that there's going to be a lot of people who we're going to lose in the process. Amen. It's going to be a lot of people who we thought was our closest friends.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We thought was closer than a brother, closer than a sister.
Yeah.
Who we're going to realize are they're just not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not even that you're having ill will towards somebody, but it's just understanding that, hey, I have to have people around to be connected to people who are going the same direction that I'm going.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I have to be connected to people who have the same mindset as me. I realized something about myself. I realized that when I was in Chicago and I was in the streets, that a lot of my friends was in the streets right along with me.
Uh-huh.
A lot of my friends would have the same mindset that I did. You know, it was when we was out there, we was in the street all times of the night, looking for fights, looking for trouble. You know what I'm saying? Thinking we was invincible. But then I realized that once I got to college and I really started changing my life around, and I said, you know what, I'm going to graduate college and I'm going to be a professional.
Amen.
The people that I had around me became entrepreneurs, became CEOs.
Amen.
Amen. Became real estate agents, became authors, became presidents of nonprofit organizations.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? These are the people who started being surrounding me at that point. You know what I'm saying? Managers. You know what I'm saying? People who had jobs that had a comma at the end of their check.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's the thing about it, amen, that you gotta, you know, you don't see these big prominent people just going around hanging around with anybody.
Yeah.
They're hanging out with other people that's prominent like they are. You know what I'm saying? It's about who you're surrounding yourself with, who you're networking with. Amen.
Amen.
We have to be around like-minded people, amen, because these are going to be the people who help you in your journey. These are going to be the people who can uplift you. These are going to be the people who pushes you on your way, amen. Sometimes you got to get the naysayers
mm-hmm.
out the way, amen. You got to get the naysayers out the house.
So that the healing can begin.
Amen.
Amen.
If we're going back to that, we take back and then we got to give them the boot. You got to give them the boot.
Yes.
But we got to boot negativity. We got to boot drama. We got to boot. We got to boot people who are not fit for us. We got to boot people who are low-key despising against us.
Yeah.
Okay? People who are out there hurting us. And we want them to mean us good. We want them to mean us good. You know what I'm saying? People who are out there using us. You know what I'm saying? We got to boot those people out of the way. People are out there talking about you behind your back.
Amen. And not in a good way. Not where they're praying for you. Why he's talking about you? Yeah, no. Not where they're praying for you and saying, oh, God, you know, help my sister or my brother. They're struggling with A, B, C, or D. But where they're literally just talking down on you just to make themselves feel better. So just be mindful.
It's just, you don't realize that, I loved it when I watched that Tyler Perry play, and they say that that some people are like leaves,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to fall off and they're going to change with the season.
Medea goes to jail. Yeah.
Was that Medea?
Yeah.
Medea goes to jail. But that's the thing, amen. Some people are like leaves in your life, amen. They're going to fall off and they're going to. They're going to change with the seasons. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that we stop doing is we stop treating these leaves like they're branches.
Amen.
Amen. And the thing is that sometimes even the branches break off, okay?
Okay.
Even though sometimes even the branches aren't going to be there always. Amen. So you got to understand that. So we got to stop treating the leaves like they're branches. And guess what? You also got to stop treating the branches like their roots.
Amen. That's a word, babe.
Because you see, the roots are going to stay there forever, okay? The roots, those are the ones that's implanted, okay? Those are your, how we call it, the ride or dies, right?
Amen.
Amen. Those are your roots right there. They're sturdy. They're not going nowhere. Amen. So the wind's going to come, the storm's going to come, but guess what? It's going to still be planted right there in the ground with the roots.
Amen.
Amen. You can't get the roots up, okay? So that's the thing, but we got to stop treating branches like they're roots. We got to realize the position that people are playing and for that time and for that moment. So as we go into these final minutes of the show, amen, we just want to say that I want for everybody to get what it is that God has for you. I want for everybody to get what it is that God is doing for you. I want you to get the blessing that God has for you. We don't have time to wait when the light is green. We don't have time to wait when the light is green. It's time to move. It's time to move. I know that somebody who's really needing that right now. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to understand that, my brother, my sister, it's time. It's time to move.
Yes.
You've been complacent long enough. You've been in your situation long enough. You've been stuck long enough. You've been suffering long enough.
Yeah.
And God is ready to bring you out of your suffering. God is ready to bring you out of the pain. God is ready to bring you out of everything that you've been going through and to bring you into the promised land. But you cannot take everybody with you into that promised land.
Amen.
There's somebody you got to cut off. And it might be a relationship that you hold dear to you, but my brother, my sister, I'm telling you that what God has for you is better than anything anybody could ever give you. Amen.
Amen.
Reach what God has for you. Reach what God has for you. Amen. If we stop getting into ourselves and really reach into what God has for us, we'll realize that things are a lot better. But a lot, you know, and we'll save ourselves a lot of headache, right?
Amen.
But the thing is, we get so busy, we have stuff in ourselves. We get so busy, think we know things and everything like that, that we get mixed up in situations, relationships, marriages, that we have no business being
in the first place.
But once we get to ourselves and realize, hey, you know, it was, you know, it was, well, it was funny to me, and it was so funny to me. When I look back, when me and Mary first met, I remember I sat in the car with her, and I asked her, how do you feel about getting married again? I know she'd been through divorce, and I've been through divorce, and I asked her, how do you feel about getting married again? And she told me straight up, she said, if I ever get married again, God has to tell me.
Amen. Jesus had to come down from heaven. Whisper in my ear, thank you, Holy Spirit. That was the only way. Amen.
And it's so funny that we ended up moving so fast, and before you know it, less than a year later, we're planning a wedding. But that's just how God moves. And when God say so, then it's so. But if God don't say so, then let it go.
Amen.
Amen. We only got a few seconds left in the show. I'm going to use this time right now to just pray. So wherever you are right now, just go ahead and just prepare your heart for prayer. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now. Father God, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Father God, thank you for your word right now, Father God. Thank you for everything that you've done for us right now, Father God. Father God, right now, we speak a healing upon my brother and my sister right now, Father God.
Thank you, Father.
So upon those brothers and sisters who've been afraid to let go, amen. Who've been trying to bring people with them who's not supposed to go with them, Father God. Father God, let them know that as long as they have you, they don't need anybody else. You know their name, Father God.
Yes,
and Father God, we thank you, Father God, for being so gracious and being so faithful towards us right now, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for never running away from us, Father God, even when we ran away from you, Father God. Father God, thank you for always being there by our side, Father God, letting us know that you're there every step of the way right now, Father God. Father God, we create for increase of my brother and my sister right now, Father God.
Yes,
Father God, show them that the light is green right now. And show them the direction that they need to go right now, Father God. Father God, be there. Yes, system right now, Father God. Father God, lead them and navigate them through their way through life right now, out of the heartache, out of the pain, out of the suffering that they're going through, Father God. Father God, let them know that you have something better in store for them, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, help them right now, Father God, to understand your word, Father God, and understand your love right now, Father God. Father God, help them to understand everything. Everything that you have available in their life right now, and all they have to do is reach out and grab it right now. We love you, Lord. We thank you, God. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is another episode of My Gospel Soul. We're breaking the chains. We're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. I want you to know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen. God is good. Join us on Sunday, the Passion for Christ Church in San Antonio, Texas. Eagles United Ministries in Houston, Texas. Amen. And we're going to be listening to the word of God all week long.
Amen.
Don't forget to tune in to 210 to talk. 219 to talk. I'm sorry. 219 to talk. Amen. That's going to be a good show as well. You all, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I speak a blessing over your life. God is good all the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen.